At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Here we are, episode 46, Friends with a Twist podcast. I am Kenzie, one half of the dynamic duo known as FWAT, and I am joined by my amazing, beautiful, wonderful co-host, Miss Madison.
Hello, everybody.
Yay.
Thanks for listening.
So we are here and ready to party. It is episode 46. It's my birthday weekend.
Woo,
we got shit going on. Fireballs being poured. We are coming in hot, friends. So if you're new to the show, welcome to the party. If you have heard all of this scandalous fun before, welcome back. We appreciate all the support and all the listeners. If you would like to support the show, you could head on over to www.buymeacoffee.com and search FWAT podcast to buy us a quote unquote coffee or a fireball, more likely. The full link and everything will be in the show notes, but this is a way that you can support the podcast if you would like. We use every cent to support putting on this show for you. So we very much appreciate any support that we receive, but just know that it is used to keep the party going.
Also, there will be an extra little episode on our Buy Me a Coffee website this week. I'm going to share a sexy story about a new play toy that Barry got me. So, in case you need extra motivation for our Buy Me a Coffee page, there you go.
Excellent.
And as always, if you like what you hear during this episode, which we hope you do, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you listen to this podcast. And speaking of this podcast, this episode today, whenever you're listening, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, this episode, we're going to tell you all about our recent Nashville trip for New Year's Eve.
Yeehaw.
We had some fun. We're going to break it down for you. Let's just put it that way. We're going to talk about maybe some sexy bucket list or fuck-it list items for 2024. And as always, we're going to wrap this episode up with a going deep segment, which is a sexy story. And this episode, it will be from Kenzie. And she said it's going to be twisty, or it's going to have a twist. It's going to be something different.
A little something different for you this time. Yeah.
All right. I can't wait to hear it. All right. So we're bringing it right to our chick chat segment. Barry's got the fireball poured for us.
Well, we better drink it then.
Let's cheers. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers.
Yes. So this is really the most fireball we've had since Nashville.
Yeah, it really is.
Which might sound bad, but I mean, it's been almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, God. Oh, God.
No,
we sound like a mess.
Yeah, we are. Or I am. I'll own it. So I will take responsibility that January 1st, Monday morning, we four are at the Nashville airport to board our flight home. And I guess I had the brilliant idea that, you know, we were going to have to take our first fireball shot of the year at some point. So why not do it that morning and just, you know, start off on the right foot? And I think I had Barry's support, and then we sprung it on you and Gary. And we made it happen, but
we were adults about it. Yeah. We only took two and we split them.
Right.
Between couples.
Totally responsible. With our other alcoholic beverages at breakfast. Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't even taste anything that I was drinking at that point. And all right, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves because we're going to break down Nashville in a moment. But there's just a little sneak peek into how that weekend ended. All right, stay tuned for the rest of it.
Fair. All right, Madison, tell us what's new with you and Barry.
Oh my God, it feels like it's been a year since I last talked to you. All right, dad jokes are over. So in the past couple weeks, actually before the new year, Barry and I have been up to a little bit. So we met up with a local couple. I think I mentioned them the last episode that we just met them for drinks and then they came back to the house, but it didn't go to play or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were pretty cool. Like, they gave us their numbers. They're like, please keep in touch with us. Like, we're definitely interested in hanging out more. And we did. It was, I don't know, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks after we first met them, we hung out again. And we did, spoiler alert, end up playing at our house this time. It was kind of the same shebang. We went out for dinner. No, snacks and drinks. And invited them back to our house. I'm going to share the story on another future episode, but we took a page from your book. We did some card games. I probably could have made things happen a lot sooner than they did. It took a while to get into things, but we made it happen this time, and we actually had a surprising time with them. Ooh. Like, they're newbies, so they say, but I was shocked by some of the things she was doing, not in a bad way.
Yeah,
but I was just like, damn, girl. So. Okay. That will be, stay tuned. Ooh, probably another episode or two.
Teaser alert. All right. Like it.
But that was good. Let's see. All right. Since Nashville and into the new year, unfortunately, I ended up getting sick.
Yeah.
The stupid whatever head cold, chest cold that's been going around this whole fucking northeast part of the United States. So I ended New Year's Eve Nashville trip getting sick. And when we were home, it took like another week. So that kind of put a damper on the start of the new year.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to get better because Barry and I, actually from this episode, I think in a week, we have a boudoir shoot together. Oh my God, yeah, it's in a week. Fuck. So we're getting ready for that. We're going to do some sexy photos together with a local photographer that we've never worked with before.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. We're just doing it for the hell of it. It showed up on Facebook and we're like, yeah, let's sign up for that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's so fun that you're going to do it together.
Yes.
Ooh, I can't wait to see Barry.
I know. We did some, I think it was 2 months ago now at this point. We did a few photos together and I think they're just sexy and hot. Like, I am more comfortable in front of the camera than him, obviously. So it's kind of fun seeing him like being, in a way, like told what to do or like make this face. And I'm like, just act natural. Just look at me. And then we look at each other and then we laugh. Like, I don't know. It's a fun experience overall anyway. So hopefully maybe we could, I don't know, maybe we can share some. Probably not. I don't know.
We'll see how spicy it gets.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
But I'm excited for that in a week.
All right.
And
does Barry know what he's wearing yet? No. I feel like guys probably...
It's so
like
easy.
It's a different world. Like, do you just wear some boxers, like some nice underwear, some...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
that's what he did last time. He did boxers and sweatpants. You know how ladies love a man and sweatpants?
Nice. Yeah, yes. Pretty good.
Usually gray.
All right.
But he's probably going to bring those and some nice shiny boxers, like something like tight form-fitting. Yeah. I don't fucking know what I'm going to do. I know the photographer has outfits, so I'll probably rely on that, and I'll bring some of my own. Try not to take it too far because I got to remember not everyone's a swinger and I'm used to being naked in front of the camera. So, you know, you got to kind of remember that with these vanilla photographers. But I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
And in preparation of this whole new year and all the sexy fun we hopefully have, I recently ordered, and actually have upstairs in the kitchen, the Shameless Care STI kit. I ordered it with the FWAT coupon code for $30 off at shamelesscare.com. And went through the whole thing. I didn't realize... Oh, I knew it was so legit. Like, it's run by an actual swinger and, like, swinger couple. And I know they have real physicians and it's very in-depth, but I didn't realize I had to take a picture of my license and create an account.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before they could ship the kit to me. Mm-hmm. And it's the blood, it's the oral swab, there's this other collection container I have to do. And it was just a little more involved than I thought. Not in a bad way, because I know it's legit, but I'm working through it too. I'm doing all the steps too. So I'm excited. I don't know. I'm intrigued to have that sent out and just have that peace of mind, hopefully very quickly afterwards.
Yeah.
For the new year. Oh. So.
Yay. Responsible swinging.
Yep. Once in a while, you got to do it. So there's your reminder. In case you haven't had a checkup or something, go for it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it for me and Barry. So what have you and Gary been up to the past month or two? Month, couple weeks.
Time is so fluid.
I don't know. Yeah, I lost track of time.
All right. So I will start with maybe a not so sexy thing, and then I'm going to try to sort of climb the mountain and end on a high note.
Perfect.
So see how this works. So I would say, maybe there's a better way to say this, but tough took us. We've been in a little bit of a slump, maybe. And that's probably not even the right word, but we have hung out with some wonderful, awesome people that we completely enjoy spending time with, period.
Is it us? Sorry.
No, not this time. people that we enjoy hanging out with, regardless of if there's any physical play or not. So let me just say that first. And then I'll also add in that in these few experiences, I think really what it boils down to, there may have been a little bit too much alcohol involved that kind of derailed the evening from going in the direction that all parties were perhaps planning on hoping for.
Aww.
And it happens. It's fine. I don't bring this up to be malicious or point fingers or anything like that, because God knows I've been there and I've been the one derailing things. So it's not about that, but it's just to say that it happens. So yeah, we've had a great time hanging out and seeing some people lately, but it just didn't quite maybe go the way that we had thought it would. So we are hoping to, I don't know.
You can only go up.
Right. Break that curse. I mean, that sounds like too much. It's been a couple experiences in a row. So, and I mean, one couple doesn't know that from the other, but from our perspective, obviously, it kind of accumulates. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's fine. It happens. We're moving forward. We're still going to see these people. It's great. Everything's fine, but we're hoping to, I don't know, cross the finish line soon in a next adventure. So anyway, so there's that. The other, I guess, kind of maybe not super sexy thing. Last episode, if you listened, you heard me complaining about the Field app. I talked about it before. I loved it. It was great. Yay, Field. Last episode, they had done an update. Now it fucking sucks.
Oh, it's still bad.
Oh, God, yeah. So for what it's worth, if anybody was looking, Gary and I are officially off of Field because we got so fucking fed up. And here's my little example for what it's worth. I was a paid member. And then that lapsed, and I chose not to pay anymore because it fucking sucks. I shit you not. The day after I was, I don't know, reverted back to a free member, all of a sudden, I had over 200 likes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, fine. But as a free member, what happens is you can't look at the profiles that liked you. So I just see, oh, there's 200 fucking people that want to be your friend, but you can't see who it is or see the profiles to know if you want to connect with any of those people. And frankly, I just thought that was fucking bullshit, that as soon as I'm free and can't see that stuff anymore, all of a sudden, fucking 200, are you fucking kidding me?
That's glitchy.
That's bitch. I don't know. So, delete. So, there, do what you want. Maybe it's better for other people. I don't know. We just got fed up with it, so we're done. Anyway, we are now trying a different app. Well, I guess I'm trying a different app called Open.
Oh.
Also not in love with that one yet, but in fairness, I've been on there, I don't know, a week and a half maybe, something like that. It's still pretty new. I'm still sort of figuring it out, but not immediately in love with it. So
how did you hear about that one? I've never heard of Open.
Open is actually a sponsor of some of the Libertine events that the Wanderlust podcast, Kate and Daryl, are do that podcast.
All right, I know them.
Okay,
that
well,
part.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, like they, okay. I guess Open has been a sponsor of some of the Libertine events that they run.
Gotcha.
So I heard about it basically through there. And I mean, that's great that they sponsor, but, you know, it's not like Kate and Daryl are responsible. So yeah. I'm still figuring Open out. I'll let you know if anybody cares, maybe in the next episode. But
Are there lots of singles or couples? Or you haven't really been able to even decipher that yet?
In my experience thus far, more singles than couples.
Okay. Good to know.
So, and again, if that's what you're looking for, that's great.
Perfect.
But yeah, just depends. I had said last episode, if Field got better, I would let you know. In my opinion, it hasn't, so I'm letting you know. And if I find anything else out about Open, I'll share that too next time.
We thank you.
You know. All right. Then, up at the top of the mountain, bringing this party back up, plans for 2024.
Woo, woo.
I know we're going to talk a little bit about more of like kind of a bucket fuck it list in a second.
Yes.
But just as far as some quick plans, Gary and I will be at Desire Riviera Maya over Easter. If anybody else is going to be there, let us know.
RM,
say hello.
This time?
RM.
Look at you. Why RM, if I may ask?
Why not?
Okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
We were there last year, like over Easter, and we enjoyed it. We had a good time, and so we thought, what the hell? Let's do it again.
All right.
Could be interesting, because I know they're doing some construction. Yeah. They're building like a new section at RM, so hopefully that won't be too disruptive or anything, but
awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time last time, so what the fuck? Going back. Then we have friends that we met at Podbash coming our way to visit to the East Coast, which we're looking forward to. We have a European trip coming up in May Podbash in September. We are just like filling up 2024. So get on the list. Let us know where you're going to be. Let's make it happen.
You are airtight for 2024. All holes are filled.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh my God, we're going to be at Podbash in September too.
Oh, good.
No, I'm really excited for that. What will this be, number four?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Podbash 4.0 this September.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, we're going. Either way, we have our rooms booked. I'm not really sure if we're officially invited, but we're going and we have rooms. It's going to be in Florida this time at Secrets again.
Yes.
I'm excited. They have their second pool open there. I feel like it's going to be a blast. We booked some normal, like classy looking rooms this time, not the theme rooms. So I'm excited for a new adventure this September.
I agree.
Same place, but new adventure.
Yeah. It'll be cool to see the new pool and everything, because that wasn't done when we were there.
Yeah.
It'll be 2 years ago for Podbash number two.
Yes.
It wasn't done. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to going, checking out the property itself
end of September.
The 19th to the 23rd.
There you go, girl. You got the dates. I don't remember shit. Good job.
If you are interested, I think there might be some rooms left, but if you head over to the members.frontporchswingers.com site, that will get you all the information that you need. And there's a link on our website. So go to friendswithatwist.com and get all your shit that you ever would need there.
Just do that. Just do that, people. You got it. Yeah, but there's limited rooms. And if you can make it the end of September to Florida and want to hang out with us and some amazing podcasters and just sexy friends in general, please book now. And so your birthday weekend, we've been talking about it. I labeled it your birthday month on our social media. We are going to PGC tomorrow.
Yeah.
This won't mean shit by the time this episode comes out. So like we can't really invite you because it's coming out after. But I'm hoping we have some fun stories to share from that.
Yeah. God,
I'm looking forward to that literally tomorrow.
Whee!
Actually in like exactly 24 hours. Yes.
Oh, shit. So then shifting gears a smidge before we jump into our whole Nashville saga.
Nashty talk.
Yeah. Bucket fuck it list for 2024. What do you got, Madison? What are you and Barry just jonesing to do or be or see in 2024? Or fuck in 2024? Who do you want to fuck?
Well, we didn't get that specific with our list. Well, and right. I do have to admit, Barry created this list, and I looked at it afterwards.
So you're not taking responsibility or...
I put in notes for what I didn't agree with, but... But he created this because I forgot about it, but we're on the same page. So this year, our fuck it list includes, oh, God, you added monthly? All right, MFM. Oh. I agree with that. Apparently, he added in the word monthly, so we're going to have threesomes every month.
Wow.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, fellas, sign up.
FMF.
Oh, yeah.
Not that. Monthly, but at least once. Oh,
well, okay.
That's is fun. On the radar. Gang bang is always on the radar. Maybe it'll happen this year. Why are you laughing at me?
No, it has. No, I know. That's been on your radar.
Literally like every year. I know. Every birthday, but never happens. Give me a few months, people. Line up. Gang bang. All right. DP again. Yes, I'm down for that. He put DVP. Ooh. And I put nah.
Like NAH.
Yes,
nah.
I wrote NAH.
I mean, I would nah that too, so I'm not like laughing at you. I would feel the same way. That feels extreme.
It's just, to be honest, it's just like a lot to fit in a tiny spot. Well, tiny. Yeah. But like, you know, essentially a tiny hole. And I'm not sure like what other man, I feel like they have to be a smaller, appropriate size to be able to fit. I don't want it to hurt. I can't see it being Gary and Barry. Like, can you imagine them sword fighting to get in my pussy? Like, at the same time? Like, no.
I can picture it, but.
Well, all right. They can do it.
Do they move?
First.
Like, once. Like, I don't even understand the mechanics maybe of the DVP.
Maybe that's why I'm scared.
Like, do you even move once you're in there? How do you. Like, who I feel moves? Like once Who you moves? Start. Yeah. Sliding. Doesn't one just pop out?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Clearly, I've never done it in case there was any
obviously,
mystery.
Obviously, we don't know what the fuck. What? Well, yeah, I could see them getting in, but then what? Like, am I supposed to move as I'm bouncing up and down right now? And they just stay still?
Maybe.
How are the guys comfortable?
I don't know.
It stresses me out, so I put nah for now. If it happens naturally, it happens. Also, potentially picking up a random complete stranger out at a bar, male or female.
That's hot.
Taking them home. Maybe doing DVP.
two birds with one stone.
Just kidding. Barry would like to see Madison randomly approach a male and or a female that I'm interested in and start making out with them.
Oh.
That could happen tomorrow.
We can do that tomorrow, yep. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fun. And group play. Group play or orgies, I am in for that too. Mm. I feel like, I don't know if we want to beat our last goal of what 8 people at once. Maybe we can work towards that, Barry. Or just another sort of orgy setting I think is very fun and very realistic, actually.
All right. Like, is there a specific number in mind, though? You've done 8. Do you want 10, 12?
I feel like 8 to 16? 10 would be great.
Yeah.
6 to 10.
All right.
A little wider range, but...
No, that's good. That still seems manageable.
Reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So those are our main goals. We got a lot to accomplish this year.
Yeah, wow. You're busy.
Yours might be a little more... I don't know, actually. I have no fucking idea what your goals are. What's your fuck it list, Kenzie? Are you more responsible or no?
I have 2 things. So I guess I got room to improve. all right. So one for just me as an individual would be I would love to get better at being able to go with the flow and roll with the punches and let things go. I think a lot of times I get in my own head and therefore get in my own way, especially in play sessions. And I haven't quite figured out the specifics of how to achieve this goal, but it's at least, it's there. I'm saying it out loud to all of you wonderful people here right now.
It's
but
the first
I think
step.
That's the first step. And I got to figure out how to do it. But that's something that I would like to work on this year. Because I think that I have probably kind of derailed or sabotaged things over the years. I probably have, just like thwarted or cut short different experiences. And I think there's some room for improvement there. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, a little more fun, I think, for Christmas, actually, Gary gave me 2 books and a rope set about Shibari and like tying me up in with a rope.
Ooh.
So that's something that we are going to explore. And so we'll keep you updated on how that goes. We're brand new. We've never like done anything related to that. So that should be interesting.
That's like what the accidental swingers do.
Yeah.
Like some of the events we've been to with them. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't expect to be that advanced that soon. They're like hanging from rigging and like, I don't think we're going to, that'll probably be quite a while.
Maybe next year.
If ever, but yeah. So we'll start slow with that, let you know how it goes, but just something kind of new and different to explore together.
Very cool.
And yeah, kind of see where it goes. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And then I guess the other thing, this probably connects back to my first thing, but just having better communication and more clearly expressing my wants with play partners. I think if I take a good hard look at my swing life, that's probably not something that I've really excelled at. Sometimes I think I kind of go, well, it's funny. Haha, the juxtaposition.
You go with the flow.
I've gone with the flow when I really didn't really want to be doing that, but mm-hmm. I didn't say that I didn't want it. And like, so I don't know. I just need to get my shit together, say what I want, say what I don't want, mm-hmm. and be clear with everybody involved. So but also go with the flow. All right.
It's hard.
That'll be good to figure that fucking shit
out. That is being a fucking swinger. It's hard to figure the fuck out. Thank you for being honest.
So that's what we're working on. So a few growth areas, something fun and new to try out with Gary, at least to start. Who knows where that'll ever go. Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at. So we got all kinds of good stuff coming up.
We are all over the map with this 2024. Yeah. I can't wait to share some stories with you guys.
All right. So I think we will take a quick break. Drink shot, who knows? And we will come back and get nasty with you and give you all the deets on our trip.
Hey there, twisty friends. Let's talk about something important, your sexual health. As swingers, we all enjoy our fair share of sex, including oral sex. But how often do we think about the potential risks that are involved? Cue Shameless Care, the experts in STI testing. With Shameless Care, you get at-home testing kits that arrive in discreet packaging. You get a virtual physician consultation, unlimited questions, and free virtual follow-up care for any positive results, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. Shameless Care offers the most comprehensive STI testing available, and if you visit their website and use coupon code FWAT, you can receive $30 off of your order. That's right, friends. Just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for your next purchase. We're certain you won't be disappointed. All right, friends, we're back for Life and the Lifestyle. And as we mentioned earlier in this episode, we're going to talk nasty. We're going to talk about our Nashville New Year's Eve weekend.
Yeah.
I know. I think a lot of you are on the edge of your seats waiting for the craziness. maybe it's not all that you thought it was, but we're going to be real with how it went. Yeah. So, first of all, I would like to just send a thank you to some of our vacation friends who actually helped to fully initiate and organize this whole freaking weekend. Another couple that we met at Temptation helped to create this whole idea. I think it was basically their idea. They invited another couple they met on vacation. We invited you guys and we booked an Airbnb and we just fucking went for it.
Yeah.
You know what? Before I get into this amazing Airbnb that we had, well, mostly amazing, I would just like to say that the friends that we shared this Airbnb with are fellow Fireball connoisseurs.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that we are really not that big of Fireball drinkers until I spend the whole weekend with them.
They put us to shame.
And I'm not talking shit. I was like impressed
by
their fucking party attitude, how much they can tolerate Fireball, like nonchalantly. It was fucking amazing. Like they deserve a mini episode somewhere on Netflix. It was fucking hilarious to hear their shenanigans. But yeah, they can house some Fireball and I am proud to be their friends.
We woke up one morning to two empty buckets. Like, so that's 40 minis.
There is question as to whether they were full to begin with, who brought them.
That's fair. Okay. But still, even still, fucking I was like, bosses. What the fuck did we miss last night? We went to bed too early. No, yeah, they were awesome. And yes, I just want to echo a huge thank you for including us and inviting us.
Yes. If you listen to a past episode, this is the couple from Temptation. I called her Spider Monkey, and I think I called him Thick Cock God or something like that. So anyway, refer to that episode. But that is them, and their friends that they brought were super fun.
Yeah.
You need fun people like that when you go away on a trip. Like, you don't want people that are just boring. And they, like, from the fucking get-go, were on full speed ahead. It was so much fun.
Yeah. It was amazing. She met Gary while he was coming out of the bathroom in a towel, like, just totally like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And, like, it was just so fun. And everybody was easygoing. And, it was really fun.
No one gave a fuck what another couple was going to go do. We didn't hang out all the time together 24/7. I think the only thing I would regret with the couple that we both had met for the first time on this trip was that I didn't see the guy's cock. I heard some really great stories.
There were stories. About, we were tempted and teased, but we never got to see it.
But I didn't want to be rude and just ask him to show it, because perhaps at times there's several piercings that we'd want to see in it. I don't want to give too much away because we didn't really ask permission to talk about it, but I'm disappointed that I didn't see his cock, so...
Well, we need another trip to revisit all of those things.
So let's talk about this Airbnb that we had.
Oh, gosh.
So it was a pretty cool Playboy Mansion theme.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought the rooms were awesome. Like, room that Barry and I were in, I was a little bitch, and I chose, I think, like, the biggest room with the attached bathroom. And I, you know, in the moment, I was like, well, fuck it. Yeah. No one cares. I'm picking it. Sorry. I won't do that again. But you guys had a really fucking beautiful room, but you had to share a bathroom. So that might have been a downfall. That's never fun.
Yeah.
But there was yours had like this classy teal gold theme to it.
It was like a bird cage.
Birch cage chair.
Yeah. It was a cool room. Yeah.
It was very cool. Ours had that play sign above it, and it was just sexy. Like sexy Playboy play theme. And... Well, there was a whole downstairs that we didn't really discover until the very end of the weekend. Like a circular bed, beautiful light fixtures everywhere. There was a Playmate lounge downstairs with a pool table. We did not take full advantage of this house, I don't think.
I mean, we gave it a good run, but...
There was also the rooftop, which is fucking awesome. You could see the city from it. There was a hot tub, which none of us four took advantage of, but the other couples did, thankfully. So there were lots of pros to this house. There were some downfalls if we really wanted to nitpick it, which we're not going to because no one cares on here. But it's just fun to have a place to call home while you're there. And we were close enough to Broadway, which is where all the fucking bars are, Music Row, which we went to every day. Every day.
But we never, I mean, just like if you've never been to Nashville, for what it's worth, we never had a problem getting an Uber to, from here, there, wherever. So for what it's worth, I mean, I think it would have been really cool in its own way to probably stay right off of Broadway, you know, like a block or two off Broadway or something. Maybe and just be able to walk.
Yeah.
But it was nice to have the Airbnb and, like, you know, we could make our own breakfast and just whatever. Like, that was cool, too. So, just if you're traveling to Nashville in general, for what it's worth, we were a little bit north of downtown.
Yeah.
And, never had a problem getting Ubers and stuff to and from. So, just for general travel trips, not really a swinger tip.
Yeah. We're, like, 10 minutes away. It was easy. So, we were there. The weather was cold and dry. Like, it could have been better. It was almost like being home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, we weren't wowed by the weather while we were there, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Nashville is, besides from the live music that's on Broadway, it's just the fun town to just wing it. We literally just winged it every day.
Yeah.
We didn't, I don't, maybe there's one day where we had set plans.
True.
Like a meet and greet on the Friday, which we're going to get into, and then the Red Room on Saturday.
Yeah.
But besides that, we just went with the flow. And I have to say, I don't know if we're just pros or we didn't drink enough, but none of us had major hangovers.
I cannot
or hangovers,
believe
period.
It. No, you're right. Yeah. And I am amazingly impressed.
For like 5 days. Four and a half, five days. Yeah. I don't know. Does that say something about us or were we just responsible? I don't know.
I don't know.
But I was impressed.
I was happy about it. But
So maybe, I don't know, it was fun to share a house with swingers, but I will say I initially thought it was going to just be like, I don't know, an orgy every night. Yeah. I didn't know what to fucking expect. And it wasn't that way, and it wasn't bad, but it was just different than I expected. Mm-hmm. So maybe now let's just briefly break it down into each day, kind of okay. What we went through.
Yeah, that sounds good. So we, the FWAT crew, arrived in Nashville on Thursday, right around lunchtime, roughly. And just a few highlights from that kind of that day, that afternoon. We had some time to kill before we were able to get into the Airbnb. So we, at Gary's behest, found this dive bar. And hilarity ensued. They didn't have, it wasn't like a bar. You could only get beer or some seltzers.
It was like being a member at like a fire hall or a VFW, yeah, or like one of those like, private club type, yeah, of places. Yeah.
And definitely I felt as though when we walked in, the record screeched to a halt. It was that kind of feeling.
Yep.
But the bartender was very nice to us. Barry and Gary got a bucket of beer.
Miller Lights. Yep.
Madison and I got some White Claws or something. Yeah. Yep. Madison almost got accosted when she went to use the restroom. It was a little sketch, but we made the best of it to kill some time.
It was super fucking cheap. It was great. It was fine. We were invited back for karaoke. We did not go, but at least we were invited.
Yeah. Yeah. So always an adventure when you put Gary in charge of anything. And then, just to move the story along here, we ended up that evening with another couple, one housemate couple.
Todd and Jackie.
Okay.
I'll be more clear this time. The spider monkey and thick cock, yes. Yeah. Todd and Jackie. So, yeah, we went out with them that Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Because the other couple that we were staying with hadn't arrived yet at that point. So we went out to Printer's Alley, which is an area right near Broadway. Some different bars. Very cool atmosphere. Still live music and whatnot. And then we ended up at the Kid Rock Bar, which, oh my God, Barry and I were at Kid Rock Bar like every day. But
you really were.
It's so fucking fun. There's like three levels, amazing music. So we stayed there basically late into the night with Todd and Jackie, the couple from Temptation. Mm-hmm. And you and Gary left early that night. Mm-hmm. Dare to share?
Yes. It was kind of twofold. That was travel day. And I guess I'm just sort of a bitch on travel day. Like, I cannot hang in late. So I was just like, had kind of hit a wall anyway. But Gary and I also wanted to give you and Barry and Todd and Jackie a little space. I know you haven't seen them since vacation, so we didn't want to potentially cockblock anything or,
well, like, shit. Thanks.
So, yeah. It was twofold, but that's why we ducked out early.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense now. But that was just a fun night. We were drunk, we were singing, like hanging out at Kid Rock Bar all night. It was just a fun blast. A blast of a night. It wasn't super sexy, like we didn't fuck all night or anything.
Right, right. But that was the first night that you were screaming wagon wheel at everyone?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, they asked for requests, so I'm screaming wagon wheel. And if you didn't know, being down in Nashville now, there's certain songs that you have to pay for, like $50 to $100 if if you want them to play it. Yeah, wagon wheel is one of those. But anyway, I was yelling wagon wheel like from the second or third floor all night. So you'll hear in the future that I then lost my fucking voice for the whole weekend. Yeah. Needless to know, I ended up being sick, but I thought it was from yelling wagon wheel. Mm. So anyway, let's move to Friday. Apparently, Friday, you woke up to something interesting that you heard.
Oh, a little
bit.
In
the house.
Yeah. So Gary and I woke up Friday just, you know, casually. But we heard some very sexy moaning coming from the room next to us. Which was housing Todd and Jackie. So I had gotten up to use the restroom and I came back in the room. I was like, hey, Gary, hey, you hear that? You hear that over there? So we basically took advantage of that as a little bit of like lubricant and foreplay to kickstart our own little morning sex session.
Ooh.
Which was pretty fucking fun. But just sort of a random benefit of sharing a house with other swingers.
Fuck yeah.
Like, nobody fucking cares if you can hear them having sex
at any hour.
Right, whenever.
Day.
So, no, like, honestly, that was really honest, like a turn on and very enticing. And, like, it was just, extra sexy to for Gary and I to then fuck each other, but to have that kind of in the background and to know like what was going or well to imagine I guess what was going on the other side of the wall. So that was really sexy. So thank you, Jackie and Todd, for that little lubrication.
Yeah, you damn, provided that's hot. Us.
But yeah, because I mean, I feel like sometimes in a like foursome play session, sometimes that can almost be distracting. But in this case, it was just super sexy and like kind of helped me sort of rev up and get ready to go. And yeah, it was just super fun to kind of hear them. And you know, God, not that I was like trying to compete or anything, but just like I think we kind of maybe added our own couple sounds to the mix. And wow. Yeah, so it was just kind of hot and we never talked about it or anything, but
that's super sexy.
It was just fun and yeah, sexy. So,
wow.
So that was a nice start to Friday and not being hungover. So, yeah, fuck. It was a win.
Fuck yeah. We're winning this trip. So Friday then was our meet and greet with friends we connected with in our Telegram chat group prior to this trip. Basically anyone who was in the Nashville area or going to Red Room, the Swinger Club on Saturday, we connected with them ahead of time. We said we're going to meet at this bar called The Valentine because we like their Tennessee tea. It's a sweet tea vodka drink because we're silly. And
we like what we like. Don't judge.
Okay, so we had our meet and greet at the Valentine, and we had about 6 to 8 couples that actually showed up. Thank you all. No. That was a blast. It's fun in a way to talk to people on a chat group ahead of time, but it, for me, I feel like, what am I really getting out of this? But then we meet them in person, I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they were excited to be there, too. There were so many fun couples. Yeah. I don't remember all of their names. Or gosh, where they were all even from. But to those of you who showed up on our Friday meet and greet, so to say, at the Valentine, we thank you.
Yes. It was so nice to meet people. And I mean, it's like, I don't know if this sounds cheesy or whatever it sounds. It was like humbling to know that people came there to see us. Like, who the fuck are we? What do like, we don't, like, what the hell?
No, we're nobodies.
Yeah.
But like, it was just cool that they wanted to be... hang out as friends. And we hung out with some of them the entire rest of the weekend on Broadway.
Yeah. And it was fun. Even on Friday after the Valentine, you know, people had different commitments and dinner plans or this, that, or the other thing. So we kind of bar hopped along Broadway. And it was just fun that people sort of came and went as they could.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yes.
Some people that were at the Valentine left and then we met back up later. Yep. And yeah, just like kind of come and go as you could. It was really casual and fun. So thank you all who came out, who could make it. It was super awesome to meet everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate you. But I do know at some point that night, we lost track of you and Gary. Where did you go?
for a brief moment, Gary and I sort of peeled away for a sexy reconnection with some friends that we originally met at Temptation. That we've stayed in contact. We've talked about them before, Sasha and Antoine. And yeah, so the four of us sort of peeled away for a little bit to reconnect at their hotel room. And then we met back up with you and Barry later in the evening. And that's what I'm going to say about that for right now.
Keeping all the sexy secrets to yourselves. But I will just say you actually even invited us. I don't even know if you remember. But
I remember.
Same thing. Barry and I were like, let's let them go connect with their friends. We hung on it. We met you back at the Kid Rock Bar, I think later that
your
night.
Your home base.
Hanging out with this other couple from Philly that we met down there.
Yes.
Local couple.
So fun.
They were a blast.
Yeah.
So all in all, Friday night was amazing in very different ways. But I think Saturday is really what a lot of people want to hear about. So Saturday was the night where we went to the Red Room, which is one of two now swing clubs in Nashville.
I believe so. Yeah.
So we had no idea what to expect because we've never been there before.
Correct.
What we found out was that it's like every other basic swing club. Like it was in a strip mall. Like with a full parking lot, like very vanilla things surrounding it. And when we went in, I feel like the check-in process was pretty easy and quick. They're like, do you have your tickets? Are you new? Okay, wait for the tour. Thankfully, we had a group of 6 of us that we did a tour together. But my first impression of this place was I felt like I was in like a fire hall with a bunch of folding tables set up. A lot of tables, actually. A lot of tables and
chairs.
Too
many tables.
Maybe too many.
Yeah.
But I actually, you felt, you don't like tours, but I actually felt like this tour was warranted. I felt like it was okay. There mm-hmm. were two sections of playrooms.
Yeah.
One was just strictly for couples that could walk right back. One was where single males were free to walk back and play. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool to see that. Yeah. There was some privacy, some open. There's a glory hole, whatever the equivalent is for a female on the other side. Like, you literally what female would put their legs up in a... Like at the OBGYN.
Straps.
I'm blanking on the term. Whatever. Their feet are up in the air and like anyone could put their mouth through the hole and look a female. So there were some new things there, yeah. I will say, which yeah. I thought was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely some unique features, yeah.
And so we were thankful enough because of your friends, Sasha and Antoine, they helped us book the one VIP area. Yeah. So we thankfully had a nice elevated area, private to hang out in, which I am so glad we did. It was in like the perfect spot of this open room, mm-hmm. I thought, because we had a very good view of everybody that was there.
Pretty much.
And I promise I'm going to let you get into breaking it down too. But yeah. I feel like I was so, at that point, just so everybody knows, I was starting to realize I was actually sick. I was actually starting to get sick. I wasn't just from yelling wagon wheel. So between that and when I'm in a new place, I get a little nervous. So I had a little bit of anxiety and I kind of like close off. So I just basically sat in the VIP area that we were in, like literally just sat there all night. And I talked to our friends. I think part of me didn't want to leave the friends that we knew. Yeah. Part of me just felt nervous because it was new. So I felt comfortable in my little square that I was in. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really leave the VIP area that we were in the entire fucking night. But I know you got on the dance floor to the Wobble. You went out and mingled a lot more. Bless your heart. Meh. Thank you for doing that. I went into a lot just there, but what was your first opinion of the club when you walked in?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know you alluded to this. I just fucking hate those tours. I think because I feel like I'm being paraded around like a produce or cattle or... Yeah, not produce. Nobody parades around a carrot. I felt like fresh meat. That's where that was going, not a carrot. But... I almost wonder if there's a liability issue, if they need to take new people and say the things and
safety,
make sure that you know the rules and whatever. So I can appreciate that if that's the reason behind it. And I mean, whatever. Like, I don't fucking know. Like, I've never been there before. But yes, I understand I need to ask for consent. Just, like, tell me where I need to go to pee and, like, I'm good.
That was helpful.
Like, that's really all I need to know. But so I don't know. Like, I'm just, like, salty in general, obviously, if you've listened before. But yeah, I mean, fine. It's helpful to know where shit is. So that's fine. It was just awkward because we walked past our friends in the VIP area and we're like, no, we got to go to this tour, guys. We'll be back. So whatever. It's petty, I know. But anyway, the tables got to me. There's just all these tables and chairs and they're all surrounding the dance floor.
I feel like that limits people from actually mingling.
So much limitation. Yeah. I think it limits mingling. Mm-hmm. And if I'm just being completely selfish here on this role... It was honestly fucking hard to even get to the dance floor. When a song came on that I wanted to participate in, I had to like fucking bob and weave like a butterfly, sting like a bee to get to the fucking dance floor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. Like, just, I want to dance.
Yeah.
So that setup to me was just odd. And I'm sure at least part of that is my frame of reference from going to PGC all the time where it's not like that. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I'm obviously bringing my own bias and I'm viewing it through my own lens.
Yeah.
And like, whatevs, don't hate. I just thought it was too much.
But it might also not always be that way. It could have just been New Year's Eve, I think, was sold out that weekend. Maybe they just had more tables to accommodate.
True.
I don't know.
True.
But I thought what was interesting was that I think at any table, but definitely also in our VIP area, was that you could keep your alcohol with you. Every other bar, we have to like check it at the bar.
Yeah. That's different.
We had our liquor with us. We had to go up and get the mixers. But in a way, I kind of preferred that, having it with us, in a way.
I don't know. Like, the whole thing is just bizarre to me. And I get that different states have different laws. But, like, if you're going to let me keep my liquor on my person, basically, give me the fucking mixer and I will just make my own fucking drink in my space. Like, why do I got to carry my drink up to you for fucking soda so I can walk back to my area to drink my drink?
But overall, we had a fun time at the Red Room.
Yes.
I would definitely go back.
Yeah.
I had my tits out. People were rubbing them all night. Like, we had some sexy fun, although neither of us played at the club that night.
No.
So at the end of that night, I actually was not feeling well. Like, it hit me fucking hard. Yeah. But Barry was party mode. So he initiated inviting several couples back to our house, our Airbnb that night. Yeah. And there was a little after party. I went straight to bed and took NyQuil as soon as we got to the house. So I don't know what the fuck happened at the house that night. If you could just very briefly maybe just let me know what happened at our house while I was in bed.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little interesting, if I'm being totally honest. I think everybody was still like party mode, kind of flying high, feeling good. But I mean, it was getting fucking late at this point. I mean, it's got to be after 2 a.m. at this point, like pushing 3 maybe. Like, I mean, like, we've shown the night a good time already. I would say that the notable highlights, one, there were two people, a woman and a man, who were not married. Like, they were not a couple. They were parts of a couple. They had a really interesting kind of pseudo erotic cheeseburger moment. One of our housemate couple friends, bless their hearts, stopped for some fast food, which probably wasn't going to hurt anybody at that point to just like calm down a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a few drinks, you're feeling good, and all of a sudden, like, everything is ambrosia and just amazing, and it's the best thing you've ever eaten. So these two were in the corner sharing this McDonald's cheeseburger. Like, it was, I don't even know, foie gras or something. Foie gras?
Foie gras.
That. So that, it just like a silly kind of funny thing that kind of sticks out to me.
So was that the only sexy thing that happened at the after party?
I know that Sasha kind of mounted Gary on the couch and they were making out a little bit.
Oh.
We didn't really mention this specifically, but there was a stripper pole at this Airbnb. So I got on the pole for a couple minutes and just like did a few things, which I hope was sexy, but who knows? No, there's no one here to dispute it. So God damn it, it was sexy.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I was asleep. It was kind of strange, I will say, in the respect that I think everybody was, again, still feeling good and happy and probably would have been willing to take it to the next level, but there was no one thing or action or person that kind of flipped the switch to make it happen.
Okay.
And I don't say that, again, like in an accusatory way, but
yeah,
it just, again, like it was getting fucking late at this point.
A little too late,
and like, yeah, just I'm sure probably any number of things. So there was a little sexy fun, and I'm, you know, I'm glad that that all happened. But it never got to the point of like full out orgy.
Unfortunately.
So,
but I think that's good because I missed it and I would have been pissed if I missed it. So, well, thank you for that recap. Yeah. I know the rest of the weekend had some its highs and its lows. You rode a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Very last day, we were trying, or New Year's Eve, was it a little bit? We were trying to finish all the alcohol in the house, just the four of us.
Yeah.
We were drinking all this random shit. At one point, like, I had some acid reflux. So here I am drinking milk, like, sitting by the stripper pole at the house on New Year's Eve. It was fucking weird, but we had a blast. Like, go figure. That's just a typical FWAT thing. Like, it's fucking weird. But overall, I'd say Nashville was a fucking blast.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to go back again when I feel a lot better and have an even better time. But from what we can recall, I don't know if there's anything else you want to mention from the weekend, but maybe we'll...
No, I think
tied in a bow.
Yeah, we had the highlights. Yeah, not like a super sex-fueled weekend, but awesome time, great people, would do it again in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break here again from one of our partners, and we'll be back for Going Deep. Ladies and gents, we've all been there. The kissing, the undressing, and then what you expect to rise to the occasion simply doesn't. What was hot and passionate quickly becomes a rescue mission, and everything becomes about trying to get the guy hard. You're using your hands and your mouth to conduct CPR on a mission of sorts that more often than not doesn't always work. Then the next time that man goes to have sex, he's only going to be thinking of one thing. Is it going to work this time? Guys, take control. ED medication is so inexpensive and easy to get nowadays. Just visit shamelesscare.com to discover the variety of options that are available. Shameless Care offers medication at half the price of other providers, giving you the chance to save over $200 a year. No games, no added shipping charges, no more hassle. Plus, with coupon code FWAT, you'll get an extra $30 off. And the extra confidence will be priceless. Again, just visit shamelesscare.com and use coupon code FWAT for $30 off of your next order or subscription. Hey friends, we're back for Going Deep. This episode is a sexy story from Kenzie. And I don't know what the fuck she's going to talk about, but she has alluded to the fact that it's going to be different than normal, but sexy and hot.
So, God, I hope so.
At least it will be. It will be. Just the way you talk is sexy. Oh. So give it to us, Kenzie.
Oh, shit. Okay. So the twisty part of this story is that it is a Kenzie and Gary story.
Oh, okay. Mm. That might be a first.
Yeah, I think so. So.
Well, first for the podcast.
The first time we've had sex. You're going to hear about it right here.
Cut all that. Okay.
I do kind of remember, though, the first time. Anyway, focus. So this story happened in between Christmas and New Year. So it's recent. I'm not like digging in the archives here. But the premise is, a couple birthdays ago, Gary got me a massage table. And every once in a great while, he will offer to bring out this table and give me a full body massage,
which is
amazing. And he says that he doesn't mind massaging me, but it's uncomfortable just on a bed. Like if I'm laying on a bed and he has to kneel and just like.
Oh, regular bed.
You know, like, yeah.
Okay.
So we got the massage table. He says it's much better for everybody, frankly, that way. Because like, you know, he's standing and whatever. So, yay. So to set the scene, there we are in our living room, which you've seen photos of, but we haven't really set it that way. There's a fire roaring in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up the massage table. There's candles lit. Mm. Nice, warm and cozy environment.
What did it smell like? I know that's weird.
It smelled like Yankee Candle Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. I'm closing my eyes.
You
I
get
got
it now.
This.
All right. Mm-hmm. So like holiday, nutmeg, cinnamon, cozy, warm. I am naked, face down on the massage table. So we have the massage oil out. And I just kind of fucking love like the anticipation.
Oh my God, yes.
Of I can hear Gary squirt
oh.
the massage oil
oh.
into his hands and like rub it all around and get it warm for me.
Yeah.
And then he kind of starts up on my shoulders mm-hmm. and he works on my back, which is a feat in and of itself.
So you don't have any like cloth over your butt or anything? Like you're just
not this time.
Full on naked.
Sometimes okay. we do just to like, I think it's almost like role play
that
it's a real massage. Okay. And this time we didn't even bother.
Okay. Just picturing it. Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm face down on the massage table. He's got his hands oiled up.
Mm.
So he starts the massage. Totally legit, actual kind of like therapeutic. He's rubbing, massaging.
Fuck yes.
He works, you know, shoulders, arms, down my back, my butt, which is what I always really want from a real massage. But, you know, they have ethics and shit and they don't always do that. Depends where you go.
Oh, my God. I always get Sorry. Go on.
So butt, legs, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I flip over. And then, you know, kind of the same process on the front.
Oh,
he plays with my tits a little bit, but, you know, like arms, legs, gets everything all worked out. Then I flip back over onto my stomach And Gary puts on the vampire gloves that we won at Podbash. So, actually, he put on one glove. And he was using one hand to still sort of like lightly caress and rub me a little bit. And then he would follow that with the gloved hand. Mm. And I suppose I should back up a second. If you're not familiar with what vampire gloves are, they're literal leather gloves that you put on your hands, but they have little spikes on them. So I'm just going to, there. That's the general idea. So Gary's gently caressing with a non-gloved hand, and he's following that up with a gloved hand. Hmm. And there was a couple times that I don't know, I yelped a little. I was like, oh, that's too much.
Oh,
so okay. I had to sort of like, oh. I mean, still totally enjoyable, but I just really love that sensation mm-hmm. because it does flirt with that line, that like pleasure pain line a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that was super exciting. And this was really the first time that we had kind of full fledged used them in this way, I guess.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm already totally relaxed and like feeling it and just like feeling good and sexy from sort of the massage itself. And then when you kind of add that element into the mix, like that just was sort of heightening all my senses, frankly. And I would have sworn that I was going to have like these like claw marks for days. And you really don't. But like a couple times the way that it felt on me, I was like, oh, my God, like, how am I going to hide this? And that was not the case. It's just in my head. But so that was super sexy. So he kind of used that like along my back, my butt, down my calves. A little bit like on the back of my arms too. And it was just interesting, you know, the different sensations that you get on those different parts of the body.
Can I ask? So he obviously did a lot of rubbing with the gloves. Mm-hmm. Was there like spanking or like grabbing? Or, like, what do you prefer feeling wise?
Yeah. I do remember a few like relatively light spanks, which was well received. And I guess, yeah, maybe a little bit of like kind of grabbing and gripping kind of mixed in with the like kind of trailing of the spikes along my naked body.
And these are like, so the spikes of the gloves are not like obnoxious, like needles sticking out like 1.5 inch or anything. They're like, no. I don't even know what the measurement is. They're very tiny. Like the tip of a nail. Like
yes.
They're tiny.
Yes.
So like really if they pushed really hard into your skin, yeah, it might pierce it a little, but it's not going to like.
No. Yeah. These aren't.
Hurt you.
Right. That bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We can probably put a photo somewhere if we need to, but if you Google vampire gloves, Etsy has a lot of them if you want to explore.
And you do recommend them.
Yeah.
Okay. So carry on. Like, yeah, I'm following. You've been worked front and back.
Yeah. I'm loose as a goose now. Mm-hmm. So I take, at this point, you know, we're feeling frisky. So I've kind of hit my limit with the gloves. Like, it's enough. It's good. So I kind of tug at Gary's shorts.
Yeah, this whole time I was wondering if he was naked or not.
No.
Okay.
No, he was clothed. This is like pseudo-professional.
Okay.
So I kind of tug at his shorts, and I'm still laying on the table like a princess. But I situate myself so that I can take his hard cock into my mouth at this point.
Oh, shit.
So, okay. You know, kicking it up a notch. So I suck his cock a little bit, playing with the balls, all the good things. And then we're ready for like, let's kick this up even more. So again, we're in our living room at this point. So we go over to the couch, which is not normally our go-to when it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. So not that the couch in and of itself is some erotic, exotic situation, but I push Gary onto the couch. So he's just sitting there as though you would sit and watch TV. And I straddle and kind of mount and slide right down that cock. And I start grinding away because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And it took a few adjustments, which kind of harkens back to my sort of fuck it list issue. It's funny that with Gary, I have absolutely no problem telling him what to do, where to go, how to move. But with a new partner, I don't do that. And I'm sure it's that sort of comfort level.
Yeah.
But I should just do that because I'm sure it would end up being better for everybody.
You can say it nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm sort of directing Gary like where to go and how to move and whatever. Mm-hmm. So fine, like we figure it out. My, you know, I'm straddled on top of him, knees as wide as they can go.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel like that's super enjoyable too, yes. When I feel like I can spread as wide as possible.
Stop.
Don't. I enjoy that. Stop. So I finally find the right place. And I, like, of course, go to town, just kind of grinding on top of him. You know, he's sitting, I'm on top, I'm facing him. Mm-hmm. So then once I find that spot, like, I orgasm pretty damn quick.
Wow.
And I think that that perhaps helped to fuel his enjoyment of the session as well. Because I think it was pretty close. It was kind of like a 1-2 punch there.
Wow.
That we were kind of in sync and a little in tandem there. Mm-hmm. So we were able to kind of embrace this sort of different new situation, I guess, for us within our own living room. You know, so just kind of some different things, new tricks in the same location. But it was just fun because, you know, just whatever day, random day of the week it was, you know, it was kind of that vacation mode in between the holidays, just sort of taking advantage of some time together before we were going to go on this crazy Nashville trip and just kind of spend some time and reconnect with each other before we went and did whatever we were going to do. So that was really nice. And definitely I appreciate the massage and incorporating the vampire gloves was super fun and sexy. And yeah, just being able to kind of reconnect in that way. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before, that it's important to take that time with your own partner. Yeah. So yeah, it was just a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Barry and I have been working on that whole reconnection thing lately too, because that is important and we do forget about that. Yeah. So, wow. Fuck. I was really into that story from the whole massage to the gloves. So I was literally picturing you straddling on top of him. So thank you for sharing that. Even as best friends, it's still hot to hear about.
Oh, good.
I promise. It's nice to hear a story like this amidst playing with other people. It's just nice to bring it back to being with your partner. Yeah. And although maybe it wasn't the most like fully detailed story, yeah, like it was still hot and I can still picture the whole scenario. So I really think that's just important for fellow swingers to remember. Like it all comes back to you and your partner and these sexy sensual moments. There are still new things that you can do with your partner to keep it fresh. So yeah. Thank you for that hot story, Kenzie. Yeah,
thanks.
And now I fucking want vampire gloves. Barry. No, we're actually looking at them. So thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
And just to wrap this episode up, yep, I want to put a reminder out there that we are going to have an extra little sexy story on our Buy Me a Coffee page. A story about a new play toy that Barry got me and some sexy stuff between the two of us. So don't forget to check into buymeacoffee.com, search FWAT podcast.
Perfect. And then that's it, folks, friends, people, humans.
All of you.
Episode 46. This is a wrap. Thank you so much for joining us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, we're at FWAT_podcast. You can email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com.
And yay, birthday to Kenzie. And yay, Kenzie's birthday. We're celebrating you tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, Kenzie. We love you. Us three here love you. All our listeners love you. Thank you for your sassiness, your sexiness, and all your crazy stories. Can't wait to hear what comes in this year, 2024.
That's it. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.